Online, RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Legislators support equitable fiscal policy for the people. Be opened by Minister Sri Mulyani, JCI rises to 7,110. And here's the news in detail. Member of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, Nurwayah, affirm her support for the government's steps in providing equitable fiscal policies to improve the welfare of the people. One of the policies concerned is the gradual increase in value-added tax or VAT rates that have been regulated in the Law No. 9-7 of 2021 on harmonization of tax regulations. According to Nurwayah, President Prabowo Subianto's decision to limit the 12% VAT increase to luxury goods and services is a wise step that has shown the government's partiality to the people. Nurwayah in Jakarta on Thursday appreciated the policy because basic needs such as basic foodstuff or the 9 basic ingredients, education and health services, as well as public transport remain free from the VAT and public transportation remain free from the VAT once again. According to Nurwayah, this is a tangible manifestation of the government's partiality to the wider community. As the member of the House, she is committed to overseeing the implementation of the fiscal stimulus program worth 38.6 trillion rupees. The program is expected to encourage economic growth and provide direct benefits to the community. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati, representing President Prabowo Subianto, opened trading at the beginning of 2025 at Indonesia Stock Exchange. She said JCI, or the Composite Stock Price Index, was in the green zone, up 0.43% or 30 points to level 7,110. During the opening of the JCI in Jakarta on Thursday, she emphasized that President Prabowo asked all parties to enter the new year with optimism in maintaining the national economy so that the economy is more resilient and more prosperous for the community in the midst of a dynamic and unpredictable global economy. The Minister of Finance also conveyed the President's message that Indonesia is a country rich in natural resources. The economic potential must be managed with the principle of kinship. That means it must be sensitive to that economy is utilized for the prosperity of the people. Indonesian Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf on Wednesday inaugurated the country's 730th social farm in the disaster-prone area in Kediri District, East Java, to support the distribution of logistical assistance in the event of a disaster. According to Minister Yusuf at the inauguration ceremony in Blimbing Village, the government has 730 social barns across the country, and hopefully this social barn will prove to be helpful in the event of a disaster. Then he highlighted that out of the 730 social barns, 53 are in East Java, with Kediri District housing to such government-run facilities. The two social barns in the district have been designed to serve the residents of Blimbing Village in Moju Sub-District and Maron Village in Banyakan Sub-District. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman has said that optimization of land and creation of new rice fields will help the nation break free from rice imports and achieve national food self-sufficiency. He highlighted 500,000 hectares of land in South Kalimantan as one area with the potential to be optimized and converted into rice fields to fulfill national demand. According to Minister Sulaiman in a written statement released on Wednesday, land optimization and creation of new rice fields on 500,000 hectares of land in South Kalimantan will help Indonesia suffice its rice needs without the need for imports. Tens of thousands of people gathered on Istanbul's Galata Bridge on New Year's Day on Wednesday to express solidarity with the Palestinians in Gaza. As quoted by Reuters.com, demonstrators waved Turkish and Palestinian flags and chanted Free Palestine in the protest organized by the National World Platform, a coalition of more than 300 pro-Palestinian Islamic groups. Bilal Erdogan, the son of the president Recep Tayyip Erdogan, addressed the crowd, urging support for Gaza and condemning Israel's actions there. He referred to the recent ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad by rebel forces. Ukraine has made good on its promise to halt the transport of Russian gas to Europe through its territory after the key deal with Moscow expired on Wednesday. As quoted by CNN.com, Ukraine's refusal to renew the transit deal was an expected but symbolic move after nearly 3 years of its full-scale war with Russia and comes after Europe has already drastically cut Moscow's share of its gas imports. Ukraine's energy ministry said it ended the deal in the interest of the national security. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the move one of the Moscow's greatest defeats. In a Telegram post on Wednesday, he accused Moscow of turning energy into a weapon and engaging in cynical energy blackmail against its partners, and expressed hope that the United States would increase its supply of gas to Europe. Localities across Vietnam welcome a large number of domestic and foreign visitors on the first day of 2025, beating high hopes for a successful year for the tourism sector. As quoted by VFEworld.vn, the central city of Da Nang received nearly 3,000 visitors on Wednesday, including nearly 2,000 tourists from Europe and America on board the Nordam cruise ship. On the first day of the new year, Da Nang International Airport served 57 international flights. Meanwhile, the neighboring city of Hue welcomed more than 100 passengers on a flight from Hanoi on Wednesday. Of them, four received round-trip domestic flight tickets from Vietnam Airlines and Pacific Airlines, while others enjoy art performances and New Year gifts. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's commentary is entitled Indonesia Towards Food Self-Sufficiency. 2025 is a crucial period for the implementation of Indonesia's food policy. This is crucial because the Indonesian government has declared that by 2025 there will be no more imports for a number of key commodities, namely rice, corn, sugar, and salt. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, conveyed the government's determination in his year-end presentation in Jakarta last week. The four commodities have strategic value nationally and are often unable to be fulfilled through domestic production so far. For example, rice and corn as agricultural products that play an important role in the fulfillment of human and livestock food. Indonesians use rice as staple food, while livestock depend on corn for their feed. In 2024, Indonesia's rice imports reached 3.6 million tons per year. This figure increased from the initial plan of only 2 million tons. Most of the imports come from Vietnam, Myanmar, and Thailand. Meanwhile, corn imports in 2024 will reach more than 3.5 trillion rupiah. According to acting head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Analia Adininger, the majority of corn imports come from Argentina, Brazil, the United States, and Pakistan. Minister Zulkifli Hasan revealed the determination to make Indonesia self-sufficient in food has been carefully considered, including looking at the trend of national rice production, which continues to increase. In addition, the government has also provided a number of stimuli, such as the setting of the basic price of grain to 6,500 per kilogram and basic price of corn to 5,500 per kilogram. The Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto believes Indonesia is capable of realizing food sovereignty. If the Indonesian government is able to achieve food self-sufficiency, then this will be evidence, an important historical record that Indonesia is able to achieve food sovereignty, which is one of the President's 8 Astacita programs. Well, listener, that's today's commentary from Voice of Indonesia.
listener, we begin today in history with the event of 2nd January 1959, the launch of Luna 1. Luna 1 was the first spacecraft to reach the vicinity of the Moon and marked the first mission of the Soviet Union's Luna program. Initially designed to collide with the Moon, the mission failed and Luna 1 became the first human-made object to enter a solar orbit. The spacecraft had several objectives, including measuring the temperature and pressure inside the spacecraft during its launch, studying the gas composition of interplanetary matter, and analyzing solar radiation. Moreover, the mission aimed to study meteor particles in space, the distribution of heavy nuclear in primary cosmic radiation, and other properties of cosmic rays. Let's move to another event about Sago mine explosion. On January 2, 2006, an explosion occurred at the Sago mine in West Virginia, United States. It killed 12 out of 13 coal miners. The explosion happened as two groups of miners entered the mine. The first group of 13 was trapped when the mine collapsed, while the second group soon realized the air was too contaminated with carbon monoxide to attempt a rescue. Following the disaster, the mine's owner, the International Coal Group, ceased operations at Sago Mine in March, and in response, President George Bush signed legislation mandating higher fines for safety violations in coal mines. We end today in history with the event of World Introvert Day. World Introvert Day is observed annually on January 2nd. The day was first proposed in 2011 by German psychologist Felicitas Hein. In her blog, Hein emphasized the need to raise global awareness about respecting introverts, and introverts often face discrimination due to their reserved nature and the lack of appreciation from society. Hein also suggested January 2nd as an ideal date for the observance, as it marks the end of the long holiday season, allowing introverts to recover from the hustle and bustle. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'm levitating. You can fly away with me tonight. You can fly away. Malibu, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating. You can fly away with me tonight.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on government prepares reserve forests for food and energy resilience. The Indonesian Minister of Forestry, Raja Juli Antoni, revealed the government's big plan in using reserve forests as a source for food, energy and water resilience. After attending limited meeting at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday, he explained that the new concept will be a direct support for the programs of the Agriculture Ministry and Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry. Minister Raja Juli also said the government had identified 20 million hectares of forests that can be used for food, energy and water reserves. In an informal talk with President Prabowo Subianto and Maritime and Fishery Minister Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, the Forestry Ministry said one of the main focuses is cultivation of upland rice, a type of rice that can grow in dry land. He predicted there is a 1.1 million hectares of potential land that can produce up to 3.5 million tons of rice every year. The number equals total Indonesian rice import in 2023. Besides, the government also planned to plant sugar palm trees as a source for bioethanol. About the plan of planting sugar palm trees, Minister Raja Juli explained that the potential 1 hectare of sugar palm tree can produce 24,000 kiloliters of bioethanol. According to Minister Raja Juli, if the government can plant 1.5 million hectares of sugar palm trees, it is predicted that some 24 million kiloliters of bioethanol can be produced, which can replace fossil fuel import by 26 million kiloliters. Minister Raja Juli Antoni said the concept of reserve forest use will support national food resilience by expanding food estate up to the village. According to him, although the main duty of food and energy self-sufficiency still belongs to the Agriculture Ministry and Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, the Ministry of Forestry will play the role as the land provider for this program. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
I see. lying, a diamond ring. Oh, I've been asking for problems, problems, problems.
Indonesia.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, starting work at the beginning of the year requires new energy. It can be boosted by having an exciting holiday activity. Spend your early year vacation in Indonesia before you return to your routine activity. You can choose a vacation back to nature and away from the hustle and bustle of the city center. A nature getaway can be experienced in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara province, around 2.5 hour flight from Jakarta. 80 small islands surround this fishing town, becoming a hub for tourists wanting to explore stunning landscapes and beaches. While you are here, you can also rent a boat to cross the sea from Labuan Bajo to famous tourist spots such as Pader Island and Merah Beach. Not only will you be mesmerized by the clear blue sea and green islands during the journey, but you will also be even more amazed when you pass through Komodo National Park and encounter the protected Komodo dragons. For an exciting experience, you should try swimming with manta rays, the largest rays in the world, at Manta Point. Listeners, a nature getaway can also be done in Dieng Putu in Central Java Province. You'll be captivated by the beauty of Mount Sumbing from the summit of Prau, or enjoy the charm of the Dieng Kulon Tourism Village. In the morning, don't miss the chance to catch the sunrise at Sikunir Peak. You can also stay at a local house to enjoy the local school air and activities. While you're here, don't forget to buy traditional Dieng souvenirs such as perwaceng, carica, Dieng beans, and dendeng gepuk or crushed beef jerky. Listeners, if you are in Jakarta at the beginning of the year, the Thousand Islands is the perfect choice for a nature vacation. This archipelago consists of small islands about 2 to 3 hours from Jakarta. You'll be amazed by the crystal clear bluish green waters. Some islands here are also known for their beauty beaches and underwater ecosystems, such as Didung Island, Pramuka Island, and Machan Island. There are many great snorkeling spots in the Thousand Islands. To reach these islands, you should cross by traditional boat from Kali Adam Harbour in Muara Angke or by speedboat from Marina Harbour in Ancol. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's editions of Miscellany comes to greet you with the title Astronomy Phenomenon on 2025. Well, listeners, today's Miscellany comes to greet you with the title Astronomy Phenomenon on 2025. Listeners, for all of the astronomy enthusiasts, we have some exciting news for you. In 2025, there will be several phenomenon is an event when the Earth blocks some of the Sun's light, which makes it virtually reach the Moon. A lunar eclipse can only occur during a full moon. This eclipse will happen on September 7, 2025 from 10:30 p.m. to 3:30 a.m. on September 8, and it will be visible across Indonesia as long as the weather is clear. Moreover, there is another exciting event called an occultation, which is a phenomenon when a planet or bright star is hidden by the moon. One of the occultations that can be seen from Indonesia is the occultation of the star Beta Taurian on October 11, 2025. That wraps today's Miscellany.
yang selalu bertanya mana perhatianku. Mungkin kau tak pernah merasakan apa yang ku lakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat, tapi kau tak melihatnya.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id at RE Digital Mobile App and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we're gonna play a song by Reza Artamevia. Before debuting as a soloist, Reza was a backing singer for the band Dewa 19, an Indonesian legendary band. Reza vocals a track Dewa 19 band member Ahmad Dhani to launch her. With Ahmad Dhani's guidance as a producer, Reza released his debut album titled Kajaiban or Miracle in 1997. One of the main singles on this album is titled Pertama. This song managed to be number one on the Indonesian music charts and become a phenomenal hit since its first launch. This album immediately brought Reza many awards and also skyrocketed her name in the Indonesian music industry. The song Pertama or The First describes the feeling of happiness of someone when they first feel the beauty of falling in love. Listeners, here is Pertama by Reza Artamevia.
Of Indonesia. Coba kau bayangkan, engkau diperlukan, mentari terbenam, malam jadi teman. Coba kau bayangkan, waktu terlupakan.
Bukan karena kita berbeda.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.